The first reading is a reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. I'm reminding you, brothers and sisters, of the gospel I preached to you, which you indeed received and which you now stand. Through it you're also being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I handed on to you as first importance what I also received, that Christ Jesus died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, that he appeared to Caiaphas, then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at once, most of them who are still living, though some have fallen asleep. After that, he appeared to James, then to the apostles. Last of all, as to one born abnormally, he appeared to me. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Their message goes out through all the earth. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. Day pours out word to day, and night to night imparts knowledge. Their message goes out through all the earth. Not a word or a scourge whose voice is not heard. Through all the earth their voice resounds, and to the ends of the world their message. Their message goes out through all the earth. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to Thomas, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus said to him, If I've been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip, whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask for in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Again, first, I apologize. I am sitting in the Cleveland airport with all this noise. It's 4:40 in the morning, flying up to Providence, Rhode Island to speak at a men's conference. I'll be back, God willing, tomorrow night. So please pray for me, and please pray for the men I will be speaking to. Today, of course, we celebrate the great feast of the apostles, Philip and James. And as we focus on the reality of these two great saints, Jesus says of them, and he also says of us, you will do the works that I do, and far greater than these. Do you and I really believe that? Or is Jesus just saying a bunch of words that we just listen to and say, that's nice, and move on? Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the God the universe cannot contain, says explicitly, you will do what I do, the works that I do, and even greater than these. Now the saints have proved that again and again, and you and I again are called to be saints. So we got to look at it. It's because Jesus went to the Father and Jesus lives within us that we'll do what we do. But it's all about Jesus. It's not about us. So, again, today, let's you and I get out of the way and allow God to work through us and in us. And then we will do the works that he does, and far greater than what he did, because he has went to the Father and he lives within us. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.